Foreign ministers from a group of emerging economy nations known as BRICS are meeting in Cape Town. Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa are expected to discuss the expansion of the bloc. More than a dozen nations have expressed interest in joining the group. BRICS nations have positioned themselves as an alternative to Western geopolitical dominance. Well, let's bring in our correspondent, Fumita Miller. She joins us now from Cape Town. Fumita, what are you hearing about just how much bigger BRICS could get?
Well, we've heard from leadership here at the BRICS, this Foreign Minister's BRICS Summit, that at least 19 countries have expressed either formally or informally interest in either joining the BRICS grouping or even having involvement with the BRICS Development Bank, which really is aimed at investing in the global south, in developing nations to boost their economies. And this is one of the reasons that BRICS has become increasingly attractive to developing nations because of the support it imagines it would get from such a grouping, and of course an alternative to the West. And that's the kind of messaging that is coming through increasingly from this meeting, that this is a significant and growing alternative, that this really is about a global South emerging in a more balanced way, a counterbalance to the existing alignments globally. And we'd heard from the Indian foreign minister talking about world rebalancing and also this a multipolar world, and BRICS is a symbol of change. We'd also heard in opening remarks from Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, saying the same kind of thing, but also touching on conflict, saying that they needed a global majority nations have to seek common solutions to conflict around the world. Essentially, we're hearing over and over again from leadership here that this really is about an alternative. It's about BRICS expansion in terms of providing these type of nations with solutions that come from the global south rather than the traditional allies of the EU and the United States.
Fumita, you mentioned an alternative to the West. This is all obviously happening at a time when there are particular global tensions for one member. How is Mr. Lavrov's participation going over there?
Well, South Africa specifically is in a difficult position as chairing the BRICS summit that's coming up later this year, and even this meeting of foreign ministers, because one of the hot topics, of course, is if Russian President Vladimir Putin does, in fact, visit South Africa in August, when that leader summit is meant to take place. South Africa is a signatory to the Rome Statute, and this comes as the International Criminal Court has a warrant of arrest for Putin for alleged war crimes. South Africa is obligated to arrest him should that happen. In the days leading up to this particular meeting, South Africa has issued diplomatic immunity to all those attending, but it's also gone on to say that's normal, it's routine to issue that immunity ahead of summits and meetings such as this, so it wouldn't supersede that ICC warrant of arrest. So that really is one of the key issues that's being discussed at this meeting, besides expansion. But also looking at Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and this is now his second trip to South Africa this year alone, this really is about showing the West that Russia has friends, that it's welcomed in other territories around the world, and that those friendships are deepening politically and economically. BRICS alone represents, the members of that grouping represents a quarter of the world's economic output. So increasingly, it appears to be a grouping that can't be ignored, and one the United States is paying attention to.
Very interesting. Fumita Miller there with all the latest for us from that meeting in Cape Town. Thank you, Fumita.